Welcome to the Rolled Standard. My name is Christopher, and today I will be our Game Master as we continue to play Cyborg. This is Trigger Warning Part 14, and while two wrongs don't make a right, three lefts do, because left is law.
Damn it. Hello, I am Levi, and I play Les Banks.
And I'm Jake, and I'm surprised I'm still alive.
We all are.
Mm-hmm. I'm Nate, and I'm reprising my role as Walter Wetlinda.
I'm Sword Led. Let's do this.
A UCS blockade led by Mannheimer the Steamroller was thwarted earlier this morning by rioters in Laketon. Our own Paul Bigwood Walton was live on the scene before being forced to leave the area by UCS forces. He hasn't been seen since. During the riot, a pre-incident Mil MI-24 attack helicopter shot down one of the UCS hovercopters before another was shot down by the very terrorists that UCS was attempting to either detain or eliminate. The pilot, at this point, could not be identified due to some sort of visual cloaking tech, as all digital images of the event show the pilot as entirely pixelated or not even present at all. Shortly after, the Relic attack helicopter fled the scene, but not before extracting the terrorists from the drug den that was once functioning as Raw Drug Pharmaceutical Research and Administrative Facility, and disappeared entirely into the skyline of the city. The terrorists in question are UCS Most Wanted Number 17 Perseus USB Disk Drive, UCS Most Wanted Number 42 Walter Wetlinda, UCS Most Wanted New Appearance at 69, the Virid Viper's assassin Randy Swordlad Jackson, and some obsolete dumpster diver. This feed is sponsored by Chameleon Visual Security, because whether it's the paparazzi, UCS, or nosy neighbors, sometimes you don't want to be seen. I've been Richard Dry Pumper, and this has been Livewire, your hourly feed on everything happening in the tumultuous city of Psy.
The four of you are at the news bar slash home base Trigger Warning in Big Moss. It's mid-morning, and you have been dropped off by Pelgrane and the helicopter a couple hours earlier. He's been gone since. As you guys walked in, too, as you guys are ambling around doing what you're doing, you notice, Linda, that the keys to the van are on the bar. And on the key fob, on the key ring itself, is a new key fob, something you don't recognize.
Is there anything else going on around here?
Nope, it is closed. You guys opened up the place. You guys probably didn't actually open the place. You just opened it up and came on inside.
I'm going to open up the mini fridge and grab me a beer. Get rid of this hangover.
Wait. Replace it with drunkenness.
And I also have the hangover, which takes an inventory slot.
I feel like at any point you can get rid of that. You've had it for days. But however, you do keep, like, putting another log on the fire.
Grab some Excedrin,
brother. It's on my list, man.
I mean, if you want to keep it, I'm not going to stop you.
I don't even know how to fix it. It's fine.
Stop drinking.
I crack.
For like at least a day. It'll go away probably.
Percy's like, what?
What do you mean? This is encoded in my DNA. I will drink until I drop. And I fucking crack open a bottle, put my feet up on the bar.
Hey, you do you, I guess. I
will do me. I've had a rough time. Look at my face. I've been on fire. I'm surprised I'm alive.
You're horribly disfigured.
Look in the mirror, motherfucker.
Well, I'm beautiful.
I'm gonna take this fucking beer outside. I'm gonna go out on the back stoop.
I thought he was gonna say the back porch.
He just goes out to like the service entrance.
Yeah,
you know, he's just hanging out in the alley.
There's a random litter box there.
No, fuck
what
you,
sword guy.
I hate you. Don't do that to him,
Perseus. As you're standing out there, give me a d12.
Ooh.
Oh, great.
Young blood.
We have none of this.
This is the same day?
Yes.
Yeah. It's mid-morning.
Four.
Four?
Don't scare me like that.
As you're standing out there sipping this beer, looking around, you notice people that you recognize. Standing out at the end of the alley where the alley meets the street, you notice two people in hazmat suits. You recognize the TG Labs insignia on their suits. Oh. And they're gathering that same glowing star-shaped flowers from pavement that you ran into on the way to the metro station.
The shit that fucked me up?
Yeah, the teeth stuff, the stuff that made your teeth weird. You see those guys.
Yeah, that's why your eyes glow like LEDs.
They're down the alley, you know, maybe.
Oh, I'm going to angrily approach them and throw my bottle on the ground.
God damn.
Hey, you motherfuckers. I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, it's you. And you recognize that you look up. You didn't really know who they were. They're just guys in hazmat suits. You see them through their little windows, though. Yeah, it's totally the same two people that were there.
Hey, man, look at my face.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I would have thought that would have cleared up.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man. Where's, you know, actually... And he, like, digs into his, he unzips part of his hazmat suit, which is probably not a good idea. But you see, it's a pocket. And he pulls
Should
out.
Should you be taking that off?
No, it's sealed. It's not in here. And he makes a lot of weird gestures. But he pulls out a business card that says TG Labs, and he hands it to you. He's like, you know, we're really curious, actually, as to what's happening with you. If you'd be interested, give us a call.
I'm going to lean in to his window. And, my breath is fogging up.
Mm-hmm. You are there money involved?
Yeah, probably.
Like, how much?
Well, you have to take it up with, just call the number,
Buddy,
he's, like, backing up a little
bit. Hey, wait, before you go, I can't read. Can you tell me what this fucking is? If there's money involved, I'll remember, but.
You can't read?
How do I constantly forget weird? This fact?
Yeah, I grew up on the ranch, okay, so I'll ranch. Can we just tell me what the fuck this says before I change my mind and rip that suit open?
Oh, the plant or the card? I don't know what. It's a business card,
I
sir.
I slapped a business card on his face, and what does this say?
It says TG Labs, Human Resources.
Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to fucking know. And I walk back towards the bar.
And he just kind of stands there dumbfounded.
I would...
I'm going to use my RCD to fucking call this art. I use the speech to text.
No, as you look at it through your RCD, too, like, and this is happening as you're asking these people these things. Like, it's popping up, like, information about it, because, like, it's like augmented reality, you know? And you're looking at it, and there's, like, a call button over the number.
I click it.
TG Labs?
Yes, hi. I heard you were going to give out some money by looking at my body or something.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I met these two weirdos. They were dressed up like bananas with winders.
Oh, yes. And they gave you this number?
Sure. Just look like hieroglyphs to me.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you have a name, sir?
Perseus USB disk drive.
Perseus USB disk drive.
Yeah, can you do something about my face? Or...
Maybe. Why don't you come down to the office here? We'll have you talk to a doctor.
Okay. You do, like, chauffeurs? You send me a fucking rider?
No, sir.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, you put that in my GPS, put that in my email, make it real easy to click.
It should be on the card, sir. It should actually, if you're looking at the card and you called me, you should be able to.
Ma'am,
it should already be in your RCD.
Okay, I'll figure it out. I don't want to explain why I can't do this by myself anymore.
Okay, sir. Well, you have a good day, sir. I will see you if you come in.
Thank you. What was your name again?
It disconnects.
Oh, goodbye.
Meanwhile, after Perseus left outside, mm-hmm. What happened in the bar here?
I wanted to try and call Pelgrin quick. I don't know, obviously, if he'll pick up. He hasn't been back, and that's weird, so.
Yeah. You call him. It's ringing. Then you.
Hello?
Oh, holy shit. I didn't know. I didn't think I was actually.
Ah, gotcha. I'm not actually here. No, you got my voicemail. Leave a message. I'm obviously not.
I hang up.
Nobody heard that, did they? No? Okay, great. Guys, I got keys here. I don't know, where the fuck my car could be, though.
Where we always park it.
Fucking 47 blocks down?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if Pelgrane's got better parking or some shit like that, either. I don't want to walk that far and then find out it's not there. That's what I'm saying.
Don't you have, like, a key fob, like one of those tiles? Where
you just do see
look
it
up
there.
On your RCD and...
Like I said, you see that it's got a key fob and it's not familiar. It's just a big red button on it.
push that thing. We'll figure it out.
I'll just hit it then, I guess.
All right, and in your RCD, you get a ping on your little mini-map, and it's a ping of exactly the parking garage.
Damn. All right, sorry, I'm not a learned man.
It's funny that you guys say that, because it says, push the button and a GPS ping will pop up in Linda's RCD. It's at the same parking garage they've been using.
Fuck!
Like, I wrote that exactly, and Levi's just like, hey, what about this? And it's like, that's spot on, actually.
They said that. I'm always waiting for the gotcha. Did you walk already all the way there? Okay, so it took you an hour and a half to get there, and your van's not there.
Oh, I broke my own rule. Where every time that you guys predict something, I change it.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. Trying to paint you in a corner.
Oh, that was really, he did actually, and it worked. You painted me in the exact corner.
Yeah. Love it. Well, cool.
What do we do now?
I sure as hell not leaving right now. I'm fucking exhausted.
Well, we could take a quick nap and wait for a Pelgrane, you know.
He's like, we can take a quick nap.
And get your hands off of me.
Come on, I want to go get the droid. Get that quick fix.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Remember that drone?
Are you still on this?
Oh, we got debt to pay.
Yeah, like kinda, but I think there's like a lot of shit going on right now.
It doesn't matter to me.
Great, you have fun with that.
Yeah, right.
I just don't know what to do.
I don't know. You have no interest at all whatsoever.
Well, I'd like to dig in the trash. I guess I could go to do that.
I was just going to say, there's a lot of trash.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's a gold mine. It's the best.
You've solved your own problem then.
Go
have fun.
Okay. I walk out the door.
The front door or the back door?
Oh, it's the back door. Wherever the trash is.
Well, that's a fair point. I should have known.
Back door.
You leave the building after that conversation.
You
probably don't pay attention to it because of your intentions, but you see Perseus yelling at some banana suited people in hazmat suits.
Yeah,
and you just turn the other direction and you swan dive into the dumpster?
Yeah.
All right, dies in the dumpster.
In the background?
He's a literal dumpster diver. Yeah, that's happening in the background of each other's scenes. Yeah. Meanwhile, Sword Lad, what are you doing?
Laying down in a booth.
Cool. As you do, you get a phone call. You see the caller ID in the corner of your RCD. and it's your father. What does it say in your RC? What does it say in your caller ID for your father?
Asshole.
Okay. Oh, thanks. No. No.
Good relationship.
Yeah, your father's calling you. Sword Dad.
I let it ring until just as it's about to go to voicemail, and then I connect, but I don't say anything.
The line is silent.
It's understandably tense.
Oh, God.
I hate every second of this.
Me too.
Randy. Well.
At the same time,
so perfect.
Randy, have you taken care of your targets yet?
Mm-hmm.
You have. Have you been in contact with your Viper contact?
Mm.
Have you avenged your brother yet?
Getting there.
Okay. Just remember, Randy, where you come from and why you were created. Call me when you finish the assignment.
I hang up.
What? Holy fucking fuck. This is amazing shit that I can't know.
Why? who's the...
Perseus, you're storming. As you stormed back to the door, you saw Les in the dumpster. And you just
his little
back.
Feet kicking out of it?
Yeah. And you go back into the bar. Well, do you go back into the bar?
I'm going to go see what fucking Les is doing.
Oh, there you go. There we go.
What do I find?
I don't know. Let's roll for it.
This is where you get all the good stuff.
Here's what we're going to do. Okay, you're going to give me... Not really. Here's what we're going to do. All right, so you're going to roll me a D6.
One.
Find fucking nothing of use.
Oh, good.
For clarity, I was going a D6. On a 1, it was going to be fucking nothing. On a 2 through 5, it would have been pocket lint table. And on a 6, it would have been the D10 infested.
You got a glitch?
Ooh. Don't want to waste it.
Here to rest.
Huh. There's lots of dumpsters.
I mean, okay. Assuming that that's
fair
not possible.
Lots of dumpsters.
He knows
enough.
His craft.
Yeah.
If he had been at Big Dumpers, he would have been like Scrooge McDuck just swing around in the bin.
Yeah, he would have smashed himself into the top of one of those piles and just crumpled.
His favorite is the banana peels.
No.
So slippery.
I'm in the trash. I'm in here. Doing my thing.
Yeah, you are quite in there, buddy.
Oh, join me. The water's nice. By water, I mean shit.
I'm going to look in. What does it look like? I can't take his words for...
It looks like a food garbage, like, but they're not using bags.
I fucking climb it.
Oh, this is good ointment. Yeah, nature's ointment.
Yeah, I pull a couple of some that are wrapped and use them as, like, to rest for my arms like I'm in a hot tub.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. I like it.
Look, Les.
Yeah, get in that corner. I missed that corner over there. It's good stuff over there.
Okay.
I feel it.
Les, look, about the last couple of days here, I was wrong about you, and I just wanted to apologize for that. You did save our asses, and
yeah, bullets in the ceiling. Seen it on a movie.
You're gonna have to show me that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I got a whole collection of vintage arts.
Yeah, yeah. It stinks in here, man.
I can't smell shit.
Right.
I'm a robot, dude. Look, figure it out.
I'm still pretty fucked up from all the shit that happened earlier, and I gotta go take a shower and probably lie down.
Take those banana peels over there. Mm. Rub them on your burns.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, potassium, I heard.
You know what? I've done stupider shit, so, and I'll take a couple of bananas for my burns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it'll work.
Dig in that corner, maybe find some good.
I don't.
I'm stuck over here for a bit.
Why?
Okay, this has been an interesting moment for me. You want me to just... I'll do that one thing for you, and we'll just call this even.
Oh, yeah, sounds good.
I'll stick my hand in this corner. Do I find anything?
That's a great question. Give me a D6. Okay.
I didn't want to do this.
I know.
One.
No.
Wow.
I pull out a fucking...
Oh, that's used condoms, yeah.
Wow.
A whole bag of them just ripped open.
Like I said, we're even now. I'm going to crawl out and then go through the bar and then up to a bedroom.
I don't even know what those fluids are.
There's no... Belgrade's bedroom is the only one.
I lay down.
Exactly. Yeah, you go up there.
He's not here.
No, you go up the stairs. You know where your apartment is. You can walk. You see, you guys, especially...
Oh, God.
Yeah, you see, he's covered in food garbage.
Oh, my God, you smell like two Lesses fucking a dead Less.
Another one watching.
I just keep walking and throw a middle finger up over my shoulder. I bonded with him. Don't fucking ask.
Oh, you really don't, Dave?
The door closes.
Yeah, you get to the top of the stairs and there's an apartment door. Yeah, but it's heavily locked.
I use my banana peels to grease the door jam.
He falls asleep against the door.
Yeah. I might, honestly. I'm fucked up. Like, I'm just trying to lay down.
Okay, yeah, so you're doing that, and you're just kind of like, you get tired, man. So tired.
Is there a key under the mat?
Look, give me a presence test. We're going to call it a DR18.
17.
Damn. No, you pick up the doormat thinking that, and there's nothing under there.
Well, then I curl up in the fetal position and pull the doormat over my body, and I fall asleep.
That's cute.
I'm sad a little bit. I'm tired. I'm beat up.
And you fall asleep. Meanwhile.
I'll go with the sword, lad. Hey, I know I said I was exhausted earlier, but I got so much fucking anxiety right now, I don't even know what to do with myself.
Oh, yeah? I sit up in the booth.
Pelgrin seems like the kind of dude that is, it's impossible to get him to stop calling you. So he just dipped off with a fucking pre-incident helicopter, and now he's just completely fucking unreachable.
Who cares? He'll be back. You heard what he says. That motherfucker always comes back.
I mean, maybe. Like, what if his brother's got him or something? Like he's now doing shit that requires him to make sure that Pelgrin stays alive indefinitely.
Well, I mean, the second half of that, I don't really like. Much rather see him 6 feet under, but frankly, who the fuck cares, man?
Oh, God.
Why do you care?
God, sometimes I don't know. More so just because I don't know, for selfish reasons, I need money. I want to get the fuck out of this place. I don't know what
you
the
don't
fuck...
You need Pelgrin to make money, man. I mean, yeah, he hooks you up with jobs, but jobs are a fucking dime a dozen. You can make money, you can get jobs.
Yeah, don't I know it. I don't know, it's weird to say that I, like, up until this point, I really only had one thing I was ever good at, and that shit got me fucking put in prison, so,
You're a courier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now you're a killer. You got a whole new skill set.
I mean, yes and no.
You could smuggle guns in your butt now.
Jason Statham.
That's what he did.
With a van.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess I'm happy at being a killer, to be honest. It sounds fucked up, but...
I mean, if they ever get onto you, you got a fancy van to run away in.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Yeah.
Fancy. I don't know what it looks like. It's got to look better than it did before.
Hey, I mean, I hope you're talking after the... Okay, never mind. Fuck it.
I only ever saw it with Kong's guts in it.
Yeah, no, I hope that part's cleaned up at the very least. Yeah, that's really all I got left is that stupid fucking thing. Regardless, I don't care. You wanna teach me some shit?
Well, I look around the bar. No one's there. No time like the present. Oh, stand up, stretch.
Oh, God.
80s training montage.
Show me your sword stance.
I just now regret asking. I fucking...
Get your sword. Show me your stance. Come on.
Okay, God.
Hey.
I do.
You asked for it.
That's what I do, then.
Yeah, you get into a sword stance. Give me agility.
While he's doing that, I'm dragging a bar stool over.
Okay. Fucking... That's 11.
He's got the most awkward stance. You know that, like, the power in his feet, like, his... You could sweep the leg, no problem. You know what I mean? He's got no foundation.
All right, nudge his foot one way with my foot. Now, feet wider apart, bend at the knees, stay loose. Don't lock your legs, you're gonna pass out.
Hey, okay. This feels very weird.
Yeah, you'll get used to it.
I hope so. Yeah, no,
or you'll
exactly.
Die. All right, hold the sword out in front of you. I'm calling this a sword for now.
It's plastic. Still has the sprues from the
fucking... the spurs.
Yeah.
All right, now, remember, keep your arms straight, swing from the shoulders. Now cut this bar stool in half.
Strength. DR 10. It's not that hard.
This is perfect. 7.
7? You just knock it over.
Adam.
All right, not bad. First time. Learning curve. Pick it back up, set it upright.
Was I supposed to actually cut that in half? I feel like I was just supposed to knock over a stool. I just need to make sure.
I was actually kind of hoping you would break it. Fuck Felgreen.
It wasn't a good enough roll to break.
No.
You just knocked that over.
God, this shit is... How long have you been doing this shit, kid?
Oh. Let's call it 10 and a half years.
What the fuck?
Practice, Linda. Practice.
Yeah, well, was your brother like that too?
Peter had a natural talent.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you something, Linda.
Mm.
What you said to Coolant.
Huh.
You mean it? You just want out?
Yeah, I'm fucking done with this city, man.
Me too. So how about it? You and me, epic team up, make jobs, make bank, pay off debt, fuck off into the sunset.
Nah. Kiss.
I was just going to say.
How would he say that?
No. I was going to.
Perseus woke up and he's watching from the top of the stairs. No. God. I'm just sleepwalking.
Standing so in the doorway to the stairs with a welcome mat over his shoulders like a blanket. A short blanket.
Yeah, so you can bring your pet cowboy with us.
I mean, it's a weird thing to drop on a dude. No, it's not. But it does not seem very plausible in the world that we're living in right now. Not at least
yet. How much debt you got left?
And technically, maybe just like 500 creds. Barely fuck all anything, but it doesn't leave any assets in my name other than, you know, your old fucking Kratos sniper rifle and shit. It's that in the van, really.
Well, your call.
What about your parents? You're fucking 17, kid.
And? They kicked Peter out at 10 and a half.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Dude, people go missing in this city all the time. It's not hard to slip away. I'm just saying, two people probably have a better chance than one. Three, I guess. I don't know if Perseus is a benefit,
oh,
so
I'm
to
in the
speak.
Kitchen, a bird's bath.
Taking a piss in the cooler?
No.
And I kind of have a feeling that Les Banks is just going to follow us regardless.
Maybe. Depends on how much trash is outside of this place.
Yeah.
Then you hear a door swing open. And Les Banks comes in carrying the litter box and a box of garbage donuts.
What the fuck?
He's covered in pasta.
Hey, look what I found. Anyone want to take a break?
Oh, hey, wonderful.
Jesus Christ.
That's very good.
That was perfect timing, buddy.
Very good.
Welcome back to the World Standard. Now, Les just came in with donuts and a litter box as you guys were having this conversation.
Anyone hungry?
What?
Look at that taste over here.
I don't.
And I have donuts.
I wanted breakfast, but then I smelled you.
I
have no nose.
I know.
I'm surprised that I can still be surprised by you.
I have that effect on people. Yeah. That's okay.
This is...
doesn't hurt my feelings.
Are you... are you sleep talking to yourself at the top of the stairs?
Was I?
You fell asleep. I picture this stairs.
Yeah.
I got an angle.
Under a doormat.
At the top of the stairs, you can't see the bottom.
I remember that.
Yeah, you came down with that doormat around your, as a shawl.
As a shawl!
Oh, yeah. And said something.
Yeah, fuck, well, I'm probably just sleep talking then. Mumble my way over to the fridge, open that up with the mat still wrapped around my shoulders, so I'm gonna dig around for a beer.
Yeah, there's plenty of beer. It's a beer cooler.
Perfect.
Lots of beers.
I'm gonna pop that and sleepwalk my way over to the bar and sit down.
You smell like shit. Hey, you.
He's not talking to Perseus.
Oh,
kind of just generally to anyone.
Excuse me, pardon me, ma'am. I do believe you are the prettiest thing I've seen on this ranch.
I got
no, it. No. You sit there and amuse yourself with that beer.
Fucking
grown-ups are talking.
Says the child.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will fucking hose him off later or whatever. I don't care.
When's Pelgrane coming back?
Fuck.
Who cares?
Oh, we need a job. I'm idle hands are the devil's plaything, you know.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
You play with your thing with idle hands. Wait, what did you say?
You could say that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see the whole USB cord thing at Raw Drug. Yeah, that was traumatic.
What?
I miss it already.
I'm so...
He might have fucked a mini-fridge. I don't know.
Oh,
you can never tell with this fucking guy.
Oh, no. How am I...
Yeah.
Am I allowed to just sit here and be baffled for a minute? I'm getting bombarded with a lot of weird fucking information, like,
I was just offering donuts, I don't know.
Yeah, and you brought them in covered in shit, and,
I found it in the garbage, I thought you were hungry.
Also had shit in your hand actively.
This is sword guy's shit.
God,
someone threw it out.
You're an asshole.
Isn't this how everyone shits?
I really like to think that Sword Lad didn't shit in litter boxes. Cat did.
Les can't tell the difference between a kid and a cat.
Sword Cat. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Les has said it so many times so that I believe that it's Sword Lad.
Well, you guys definitely believe it, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. But the reality, and let's go with that, it's yours, actually, if you want that to be the case, and it's on you. But
oh, he's dead.
Actually, now that we're talking about it, why don't we train Bastard to be Sword Dog?
You're giving up on your training already?
No.
You're like, oh, that was hard.
What? How? No, it'd be cool as fuck. Swing a sword around and then your dog shows up and it fucking kicks ass too?
Name it Sith.
Name it what?
Nothing.
Who are you? Get out of here. Pelgrane's not home.
The only patron that's been in the bar.
Yeah, actually, it's funny that you say that.
Oh, no.
Give me a D6.
Six.
6 inches appear from the rafters. No.
They're in one of the booths in the corner of this place, you didn't notice them, but there are three dudes, punks, sitting there, and that commentary comes from out of the booth.
Wait, what the fuck? What are you doing here?
What do you mean?
Have you been sitting here this whole time?
Yeah.
I suppose I haven't been here long myself, but I've never seen another fucking person. Like, you looking for a beer or something?
We're good. And they, like, hold up, they have them.
Where the fuck?
They got from the fridge.
Do you know whose place this is?
I'll be standing there.
It's a news bar, right? I mean, kind of nice, to be honest.
Oh,
but.
Man. I forget that there are other things going on in the world.
Yeah, you know, honestly, it's funny that you guys say that you've never seen anyone come in here because, honestly, there are people coming and going.
It's just
you guys
suddenly
are so
busier?
No, you guys are just so enveloped in your shit, I think. Oh, everyone's watching you. I mean,
oh, great.
It's like, it's always sunny in Philadelphia or something.
No!
Let's see where this is going.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, no.
Anyway, carry on.
Fucking news to me.
We need to, like, refresh the day. I'm still pretty much dead here.
Yeah, it's about noonish. I literally wrote the
fuck
word
that.
Noon-ish.
I will down some melatonin right now.
You have all the right to be. Though, as far as I remember, you were swimming around in what is essentially shit in the fucking garbage can.
Yeah, and I can't get into Pelgrane's house to fucking shower off.
There was a sink back there.
You know what? Fine. I'm going to wake up to my own stank.
Just how did he fall asleep?
Do what sword guy did. Crawl in the sink. There's curtains.
Yeah, you know what? I think I am gonna take a quick shower. Got a little more pep in my step, but we cannot stay in one place for long. The one thing I do know is numbers, and I did hear me being about a 19 on a scale of 100. That's probably bad.
Is it?
Worst things happen the more the numbers go up.
17.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck me.
It's worse than
that. Okay, so that brings me back to my original point. Linda, yeah. Others, one more big job. Pay off the debts, get a little money to set us up afterward, get the fuck out. Are we in or not?
Oh, this is a new development.
No, you were here, you were just you.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, honestly, fucking why not? There's no reason not to. We have no idea what we could do about Pelgrane. Where he is, what the fuck's going on. I never know what's going on with that motherfucker. I mean, up until recently, anyway.
I mean, did he have, like, a secretary or something we could ask where his last known position was, or...
I highly doubt it. He seems like a pretty hands-on motherfucker.
Okay, well, the fuck. We can't stay here. Whatever got him gonna come after us, maybe.
Well, that was actually part of my problem, too.
He's literally been gone for a couple hours!
No.
It's not... that's the funny part to me. It's like later in the morning, and you're like,
"No, it's been weeks for us, though."
Well, that, to be fair, that's true. But like,
Pelgrane's been gone for 2.5 weeks, Chris.
Okay, fair. No, in reality, though, it's only been the morning.
Okay, but we can't get a hold of him. No, we usually get a hold of him.
Yep. He usually answers. You guys, you tried calling him the first half of this episode, and.
The way I see it in Perseus's mind is like he got snagged up by the cops. Like he didn't ditch that thing fast enough.
Really? Yeah. I think the severity of the time frame is more in accordance to the madness that we had that came before it.
He was disposing
of
the getaway vehicle, and then he goes missing. It takes him longer than you think.
You can't. Yeah.
That
longer
is
than
reason
you think.
To be worried about it.
We can't get a hold of him.
Yep. I'm just kind of wondering where your thought process.
No. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm like, why are you so worried? It's dangerous.
Yeah.
I've been gone longer and no one freaks out.
Had to find a way to justify it again.
Yeah, really.
All right. Let's do the thing what he does to us. And we'll try to find him.
What do you and him do?
A little of this, a little of that.
Oh, no. Okay, wait. What are you talking about?
He always knows where we are. Why don't we just reverse a different thing and get his location?
Oh, that sounds very technical.
Yeah, let me just, I'm just going to go into my...
Yeah.
All right. What's the thing called?
RCD.
I'm going to go into my RCD.
Probably your brain.
Your RCD is part of you. It's not so much that you're wearing
a
thing.
I'm a robot,
or
so everything's part of me.
Exactly, yeah. So it's
his eyes go crisscross.
Yeah, he just kind of goes internally, yeah.
While he's doing that, I lean over and say, oh, Linda, one other thing.
Huh?
Put my arm around your shoulder, lean in. If you ever call the cops on us again while we're on a job, I will do what I was sent here to do, and I will fucking kill you. Are we clear, Walter?
I heard all of that.
That's officially the sword cat out of the bag.
I had to come back to it just because there was such a build-up in the first half.
For sure.
I'm in my RCD.
Yes.
I want to try to hack the metaspace and find...
Yep, okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Facebook.
It's, I want to call it a DR4. Well, it's pretty hard. I think that's really hard. That's 16 off the bat. However, you're a robot.
I'm a robot.
So we're going to drop it down a step to difficult, so 14. So it's a 14 knowledge.
He's been plugged into a fridge before. Does that help?
I've been cued!
I feel like that's going to raise it back up to really hard. He just makes enough shit that won't help.
I want to use a glitch.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a 15. Nice. Little plus what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge, yep.
Ah, that's a 17.
Hey, all right.
Damn.
You manage to, you realize, you're looking through your code, and you see something that you know is not part of it. It's like you're scanning your body and you see a mole. You're like, oh, this isn't supposed to be here. It's a tick.
Now he has digital Lyme disease.
But yeah. You realize what it is. You're like, this is a tracking packet. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know this deep a code. Really don't know what I'm talking about.
Neither does less.
No, that's probably true, too. So you look for where that appears in other places, and you see that it's tied to a GPS location, or like another little track.
The cookies.
So, yeah, maybe. You see 8 of them. eight different things that, different ones that you assume make the other IDs of things similar to yours.
Narrow it down, Inspector Gadget.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to quick table this.
Why do I see this like the kid hacking the system in Jurassic Park?
I see it more like Spy Kids.
I don't like either of these.
He's not actually hacking, he's just playing an arcade game.
You see it like Spy Kids, what, like the mom clicking on fucking different makeup and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's he's good, that's funny.
Clicking on different bricks in the wall and a trash can lid.
So, give me a D8. So first off, what are you doing with those? You see that there are eight different numbers that are potentially that person's ID. Pellegrin's.
Cross-reference them.
He's looking for X.
Which one is most common?
X, lower X.
Oh, most common? That's a good one. That makes sense. Yeah, you see that there is one. There are some that appear pretty frequently. Some not at all. Not at all. But some sparingly. And one that appears constantly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is... God damn it.
So it's an IP address? And
something like that, yeah.
Follow the cookies, Levi.
I want to try to find a location off this address.
Yeah, you just type it into a GPS, engine, search engine or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And it pings. It actually gives you a location, and you see that it's moving, oddly enough. It's moving from Mosscroft to the docks.
The fuck?
And you know Mosscroft is the area that the tsunami happened in. But you see that it is moving at the speed of a car.
Oh, he got that Pellegrin got that fucking jet ski he's been talking about.
Oh, I see something. I see something here in my mind's eye. Oh, I think he's at the docks. Yeah, he's moving quick. Well, as quick as a car can in the traffic.
Has this guy ever given you the idea that he knows what he's talking about?
Here, let me just send it to you.
Ah! Oh, no, it isn't what I thought it was. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys all see this, then a little mini-map. That's your mini-map. Actually, it's your mini-map, right? But there's stuff further away happening as well, other pings. But you see one moving, and it's the ping that he put there. And as you're watching it move, and you're like, yeah, it's a car, someone in a car. It just bolts at a speed a lot faster, and it makes up about six city blocks or so in just a second.
Is it passing over buildings?
It's hard to tell. It's a top-down kind of...
would it be going through, like, the city block itself?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yep, you notice that it is not... It kind of follows traffic, but it looks like it's moving as a car wouldn't necessarily. Like, it's darting, and if it was a car, it's driving all over the sidewalks. And you know that some of those streets, you're not driving through the sidewalks. There's a lot of scaffolding.
So, what is this little Pac-Man-like thing doing here? It's starting all over like a jackrabbit on fucking...
Yeah, you can stop right there.
I'm sorry. I'm in a lot of pain.
Yeah, no.
I'm afraid to go on another adventure, to be honest.
Have another beer, Perseus.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to crack another cold one.
No, I sound sarcastic almost all of the time, but genuinely, you need to fucking...
Yeah, I cool understand. And my hand's shaking, beer's fucking flying all over the place as I pour it into my mouth.
Chrissy has a problem.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of problems, actually.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I think that's Pellegrin. I think.
So, wait.
Why?
You want to know where he was? I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying. Jeez.
He's being chased by the Popo. Like, it's pretty obvious, right? He still can't get away from him. So, what are we supposed to do about it?
Well, first of all, Pellegrin doesn't drive.
Well, he flew a helicopter.
That's flying. That's a little
piloting.
Bit different.
It's a bit. Maybe. Probably.
Piloting. You mean like one of them fancy lad schools? What is that?
What?
I don't know.
I think he's drunk.
I'm going to just...
Yeah, and probably.
He's sitting at the table with the three punks.
All right, fine. How about this? For the immediate future, what are we going to do?
I say we ride right now at noon. We get in your van with all the broken doors and we ride. We go save his ass.
No, that's exactly what I mean. We probably shouldn't be doing that right away, and we probably also shouldn't be staying here.
I feel the beer flowing through me. It's okay, Linda. I'm strong as a buck. I'm ready to go.
As you say this stuff, give me a 2d6, and we're going to add 2 to that roll. And the reason, this is a reaction roll, and we're adding 2, and it's for these 3 random dudes. And it's, the plus 2 is because, you know, they're, all the stuff we said.
10?
They're also drunk. 10? They're, as you say these things, they slam their beers on the table as well. Hell yeah! Let's go!
Yeah, let's ride! Let's go save Pellegrin! Boy, Mount up! What car wheels you got? Let's go! Out the door! Let's get him!
You notice that this GPS tracker that you're following is already in Big Moss. And it's going way quicker than it should.
So there's four of us then?
Hold on, cowboy, hold on!
Oh, I'm gonna fucking whip out that crazy four-barreled thing and just start kicking that door open.
Put your lasers down!
Let's go, boys!
Whatever's happening, it's coming towards us!
And as you kick that door open, the door swings out, and immediately this like lightning-fast bolt hits the door right up the and stops right there. And you see...
I'm going to start patting myself down, make sure I don't have a hole in my body.
You see the form of a woman. She looks digitized. Like, she looks...
Fuck.
Yeah, and she's holding Pelgrane in her arms like a wounded man, which he is, because you can see his guts hanging out of his body.
Oh, gross
shit.
As fuck!
Oh, my God!
Finally! Gross. Someone finally did it!
Yucky!
They killed him!
Oh, yucky. We gotta put a hole... We gotta make that hole smaller!
Out of the way! She barks at you as she carries him into the... Kind of just pushes right through you.
There's a bucket of salt back there. You can throw him in.
Oh, God. I'll get the whiskey.
Trying to cure him. Cure him up.
She throws him onto the bar. Not throws him. Kind of does. He's a heavy guy. Throws him up onto the bar and immediately bolts out of the room.
Oh, she gone.
That was weird.
I'm going to uncork this whiskey and start pouring it all over his guts.
Oh! Oh, shit. He's alive.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So close. Fuck. So close.
Take this cat litter. Dump it right on there. Soak
no,
the
no!
There
you
go. Yeah, it's working. It's super absorbent.
I come out of the bathroom. What the fuck is going on?
Linda, stop them!
Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, that's human shit.
Oh, shit.
Great.
It's all over here.
This looks infected.
Shut up. You can't do that here.
What happened?
Yeah, I pushed Les out of the fucking way.
Oh.
It's like he wheeled away.
I don't know how to do shit like this.
I don't either.
Don't worry. Just keep me alive.
Yeah, check the kitchen for the crazy thing that brings people back to life with all the medicine.
No, just don't touch anything. Just leave me. Just keep me awake.
Here, let me roll this back up.
Maintain conversation.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm going to go behind the bar and grab the smelling salts.
Wait. I'm awake already.
Hey, it's in case you fall asleep.
That's
not that.
That's just salt.
Oh, we got this lime juice.
I slowly pluck the cigarette out of Sword Lad's mouth and I fucking light it up.
Oh, give me that.
Oh, it's coming out of so many holes.
Pelgrane.
What the fuck happened?
He found me.
Who is he? That's what
my brother. Hold on.
Elaborate.
You see, as you guys are looking at him now, his stomach, his intestines are starting to like retract back into the
that cat litter.
Why would he have tried to fuck you up like this if he is the fucking? If you're what keeps him alive,
he's trying to escape
from what?
From here, from all of this, and he like gives it the finger around, lasso finger.
Yeah, who is him?
No, he knows something. He knows more than this. More than what we think is going on here.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It sounds like fucking, like, far bigger shit.
He had a monologue. He gave me a whole... He found me. He was the fucking buyer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He catfished me, I think.
Are you trying to fuck your brother?
Not like
that's
that.
Weird.
No.
No, it can mean different things.
I don't even think I used it right, to be fair.
Different things mean different things.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see, his intestines now at this point are like almost completely.
Hey, can you teach me how to do that?
Yeah, you should probably wash the fucking cat litter out of that before it all closes up.
It'll just push itself out.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, it'll be painful later.
Yeah, it builds character.
Yeah.
Then pull out another cigarette.
Also, anal fissures.
What?
Hey, that's you.
Must be quite the kidney stone.
They'll heal.
Why would somebody have saved you from that situation?
Yeah, that I don't know. Did you see that?
What was up with that speed demon?
Oh, ticker tape. Yeah, no, she's
kind of cool.
I wouldn't say cool.
Really hot.
She's kind of
actually. Yeah.
She's pretty cold.
She part robot.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't think. Actually, I have no idea.
Yeah, I want to plug in.
No, like what are you talking about?
Oh no, she brought me here. She grabbed. I don't know. I was dying there. He was about to finish it, and then he was gonna kill himself. Then...
Oh, my God.
No, it's serious.
Okay, so do we need to, like, fucking leave? Like...
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Well, you guys do what you want. He doesn't know who the fuck you guys are. I gotta go.
You got a job for us or something?
Yes. Here. I'm gonna... And he, like, sends...
Why do you have an envelope?
Linda.
Weird.
And he sends you, and it's like a whole network. You see all these files coming in. Like, those are my contacts. That's everybody. Find your own work. You guys are going to do a great job. You already have. I need to get the fuck out of here before he tries to kill me again.
Wait. Holy shit. This is fucking heavy, dude. Like, where are you going to go?
I got a place.
Oh, okay. Well,
Okay, then.
Here, use this. And he, like, pulls out of, like, he doesn't really, his pants are too tight for pockets. So he pulls it out of, like, you know. Just think, like,
Like sausage, got it.
Yeah, that's
just think Val Kilmer in The Saint when he pulls the money out of his pants.
Yeah.
It's very much that. He pulls you, like, an old flip cell phone. Right? So old, you've probably never seen this before.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Call me on that, the burner.
What's that Numenera over there?
Yeah, no, it is. This is some old world shit.
Is that a Game Boy 8?
No. It's a Nokia, I don't know the model numbers of these things.
Brick!
Yeah, it's worn off. Anyway, here, take this, call me. Keep it charged if you can find micro USB? I don't know.
Les, fuck it.
You're speaking Latin to me.
Me too. I need to go, though. And he, like, goes, he hits a thing under the bar and it pops open. And he's got a duffel bag under there. And he just, like, throws it over his shoulder.
You got one of them in there for me?
Nope. And he's like,
oh, okay. Hey, what about the key to your place? Since
here.
You're leaving. Oh, thank you. And I'm going to snag that up.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, I suppose. What about this entire situation means that we're okay? We've been working for you. The fact that you gave me a burner phone means that there is a reason for you to, right? Like somebody to come and try to, for somebody to come at us and try to get information from us about you.
Then we give them the phone,
you don't know anything. All you know is that I gave you jobs in this place. Which won't be useful.
There's actually a very simple solution to all this.
What's that?
Your brother wants you dead.
Uh-huh.
I pull out my sword.
Oh, God.
He cocks a fist. And it's like, and you see, like, the metal banding on his arm just, like, growing.
What?
Like, he's just growing muscles as he's doing it.
Excuse me.
Come on, little man. We've been through this.
I don't know if we want to throw down right now.
I mean, why not?
Why? What is going on here?
I need to stay alive. And I can't do that standing around here. Because he's going to hunt me down. And if he comes to this place, well, then you're all going
to
die.
I figured he'd come to this place anyway.
I don't think he necessarily knows that it's here.
Well, transfer it into my name, and then he'll never know.
No, fuck that. I'm taking the key.
Hey, to be fair, this place isn't even on my... I don't even know who owns this place. It was just a news bar.
No, that's fine. I just need to go take a nap.
Why is everybody so fucking...
Look, Pelgrane's leaving one way or another. He did give us the contacts, and as soon as he's gone, the quicker he might leave a trail elsewhere. And just taking the burner phone might be...
Okay, you...
I know.
Don't worry.
I mean, there's still a 17-year-old boy with a fucking sword out.
He's fine.
I don't think anything's going to happen there. I have seen Pelgrane do some stupid-ass shit.
Yeah, and I saw his little brother cut a fucking bulldozer in half.
Dope.
Power scaling.
Every time.
That was pretty cool. Coolest thing he's ever done.
Look, in the name of the sword family, do you really need to throw down...
Pretty honest sword.
Everyone gets what they want. Well, except Buff Binary. But, you know, acceptable losses.
Who is everybody and why? Why? Wait.
Boy, you understand, like, this is not something I will take sides in. Like, if you want this, it's on you.
Yeah, anyway, call me if you need me, but only if you really need me.
Don't worry.
And keep it on. I'm going to call you.
This has been a clusterfuck of a meeting, Pelgrane. As usual, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, if you're going to make your way past this kid, you better do it now.
Yeah.
I was just throwing out options.
No, it's fine. He just walks away.
Just fucking Cox is fixed once and then never looks back.
Well, and then you see him go into, like, the little kitchen area of the, he doesn't leave the bar at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the kitchen area, and you guys can see him from where you are, and he like kicks outside this rubber mat on the floor, one of those, you know, anti-shock mats.
Val Kilmer Batman's down a tube.
Kinda, because there's a manhole there, and he opens it up, and you see as he opens it too that the water level is just below the surface of the thing.
Oh shit!
Like, oh shit! And coolant pops out. I know.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, just this. There's this beam of ice kind of shoots out of it, stands next to him.
Oh, for fuck's sake, god damn it.
Hey, you...
On the bright side, nobody cares about you anymore, Perseus.
Yeah, true.
Well, the cops do. UCS, those jackasses. Anyway, we doing this? Got cool and gives him the thumbs up, and he, like, freezes Pelgrane in, like, a case of ice, grabs him, and just blows into the sewer.
What the fuck?
And it splashes out all over the place, sewer water all over the kitchen floor.
And, I think that's the source of the smell over there.
It does stank. Yeah, well, it's bad.
I think that there are multiple locations and that this is coming from, yes.
And give me a D4.
What a weird escape plan.
I know, I was just came out of the cup. And if this is a 1...
It's a 3.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Yep.
He gets backed up?
No, I just wanted to throw some stupid bullshit out of there. If it was going to be a 1, I was going to have one of those crocs flying out of there. I was like, 1 in 4, that sounds fair.
That's amazing.
It would have been stupid. It would have been a problem. It would have been funny.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably because I'm drunk as fuck that it was extra weird, but I'm going to take that in as my own opinion in this matter, because
I got the key. Anyway.
Yeah, I got the key to where I want to be, and I will see you boys tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Time works different in his head.
I'll let him get I'll let him get a shower in, and we got to get the fuck out of here.
Whoa, we got all the stuff now. He gave you the goods. We can find our own work now. Fuck that guy.
Hit Pelgrane's most recent speed dial.
Oh, on that burner phone?
Yeah.
There's no history. Wait,
shit. Walter, what about the contacts he gave
us? Linda has it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. He sees you just drunk as fuck. He's like, no, you get it. I'm going to give it to the kid, the robot, or the drunk guy. I'm going to give it to the guy who's like, hey, what's going on?
I'm going to go get that drunk shower and scrounge his apartment.
Don't forget your shower beers.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, don't forget your shower beers.
Oh, yeah.
The shower mojitos.
I'll sneak a 6-pack on my way up.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think you have to sneak it. Weird that you're trying to keister it.
No, I was not. Would you please turn off whatever is on your RCD?
Oh, I got my weird filter on. Hold on.
I didn't know Percy's mom was into that kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't have a mom. Leave her out of this. Fucking
yeah, you.
There's no mom. Yeah, sure. Dude, when we got to this place.
Wet Linda? Well, she did some weird shit.
Damn it. It's double Linda. Stop.
Same thing. While he's doing his thing, we can go over that dossier, find some work. You know, I'm bored as fuck. Come on.
Yes. Let's.
Okay. So, Linda, you looking through this software from? It's called The Fixer, and it's literally just a bunch of contracts. And what you see is that there are currently 3 available that qualify for.
It's like what Agent 47 logs into.
Kinda. Yeah. You see that there are 3 currently available.
Okay.
They are. One from a Tullis and Deverde representative, Max Angel Soulscraper. He says that he needs you to provide security for him at the Smotherly's auction house in the hills. Reward is 3,000 credits and a suture droid nanovial. Also, 50 credit voucher for T&DV's exclusive skincare range.
Put that one in the trash! Fuck that guy!
The other one from somebody named Nemo, from claiming to be from something called the Chisel Nukes. Not sure what it is, that's where they're claiming from. They're asking you to secure Bromaha steaks from a warehouse in the docks. Give me 2d10.
Flooded docks.
2d10.
The docks are workable. The Mosscroft is what's flooded.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, 2d10.
5.
5,000 credits.
Wow. That's
what that one's for.
These aren't worth shit.
Yeah. The other one.
It's on decline.
It's the client is it's anonymous, and you see a lot of these because you see ones that are taken already and stuff like that. Anonymous is very common. It just says concerned parents. And it says retrieve some. Essentially, I'm just giving you paraphrases of what you're actually reading.
Right.
It says retrieve some rich kid from some kind of cult at Tits Unlimited.
That sounds so much fun already.
A strip club at Tits in Unlimited. Big Moss.
What kind of money are we talking?
The kidnapping that is only 1150 credits. 1,100.
Kidnapping at a strip club? What the fuck?
Yep. So yeah, pretty much what you're getting out of that letter, it's more of a letter. This one, it's like an ask for help, but it's pretty much saying like their son has been going to this club. And he's disappeared. And they think that he's missing there, and they want someone to
just
go
like Jurassic 3.
I don't know if that's true.
William H. Macy, I swear to God.
Yeah, so that's your options. You see those. I'm going to give you time to think about that as we move over to Perseus up in Pelgrane's apartment.
My groupies are with me.
Those 3 dudes are hanging out up there with you? They came
while
up.
While you shower?
Well, they're
are they showering with you? Yeah, there is.
They're all drunk in the shower.
Christ!
They bring beers too. They're just hanging out in the living room, flipping through his giant wall-sized TV with just a massive spider web crack in it.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yep. You go into the bathroom, right? You're going to go take a shower.
Yeah.
And you see his shower, like, it doesn't have a shower head. It's just, like, a big glass cube. And you see that there's just a bunch of, like, holes in them.
Okay. I just start fingering the holes.
are you, like, getting ready to take a shower?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you strip down, you get up in here.
I'm fumbling.
Yeah, you get in there. You're putting your finger in these holes, and just water blasts on every one of them all of a sudden.
Ah, fuck!
It's like scalding hot, but not too hot. You can't take it, but you're really pink when you get out of
here. Yeah, it's got the pressure of a fucking power washer in each one of them.
Yeah, and you just pushed up against the glass. It sort of hurts. Yeah.
I imagine that chiseled man needs a fucking power washer to clean them.
Well, he does it. He's partially metal.
Yeah. Caked in the juice.
Yeah, I take me a hard bath, a hard shower.
All right. We're gonna come back downstairs.
Yeah.
We're gonna like linger the camera there. It's like, why are they showing so much of this?
Sound like Will Smith and iRobot just getting blasted by water.
Anyway, downstairs.
You know, looking through these. We should take that last one.
Why?
Oh, we need a little break, you know. Something easy. We'll cut off the edge, you know, and then we can try to squeeze the parents for some more cash.
You guys just really want to go to a strip club, don't you?
We need to see those titties!
This is the most grotesquely the most human I have ever seen you.
I'm animated sometimes. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, to be fair, we're probably not going to be able to get into the auction house.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to get into a strip club. Yeah, sure.
I got my voice.
He's got his fake ID. What do you mean? We've been through some shit. We've seen some stuff.
I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
What was the second one again?
The second one was the securing the Bromaha steaks from a warehouse in the docks.
Right.
For Nemo from the Chiselworks.
You want to do the butcher shop thing or what?
Yeah, one of them is pretty much just bodyguards for a guy at an art auction. One of them is you going and taking these steaks, but you figure out how, I'm sure. And the other one is going and saving a kid from strip club or whatever.
Well, two of these are a meat market.
I mean,
God damn,
different kinds of meat.
Coma Incorporated.
Well, for real, you guys are on the list. You got to watch out what we're doing.
That's part of the reason why I'm being choosy.
Titty bar it is.
Well, I mean, they're
Come on, a
rich family.
Oh, yeah.
That we get employed by.
Oh, yeah. We'll squeeze them. Squeeze the juice.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need.
We can get some more creds. No one said we were good guys.
And nobody said we were bad guys either.
Bingo!
I feel like, generally speaking,
we're okay.
In the context of the fucking fascist city of Psy, we're pretty much on the up and up at this point.
This kid's in a gang. They literally kill people every day.
Yeah, so do we.
Not our fault.
Speaking of, and I turn to Sword Lad, I liked your brother, and admittedly, I probably like you more. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think I've ever given you a reason to believe that I take very kindly to threats. So I suggest you watch that shit with me, boy.
I just kind of, I don't even know how to describe that. Like, do the wave with my fingers around.
Catch a kiss.
Wrapping on my katana.
Oh, rad.
Oh. That's way cooler than what I said.
Yeah. It was very cool. As he does that, you get a ping on that burner phone.
Oh, shit, already? What the fuck is going on here?
You open it. There's one new text message on the screen.
How do I even? How do I? What button do I press?
I think you have to hit that button in the middle.
That one says back.
It's always the one in the middle.
No, it's the one on the left, right here, right?
No, it's the one on the right.
Why? That one's always the fucking...
That one says okay, though.
I'm just gonna press them all.
How old are you?
You press the okay button, but also the back button at the same time, and you just get a quick glimpse of it as it opens and then closes, and it just says, don't sniff glue.
Fuck, I love that.
I have to pee so bad.
Hello, Levi here, back at the end of the episode. I just want to take the time to thank all of you listeners for listening to the Roll Standard every other week and on our off week listening to our sister podcast, Flail to the Face. We truly enjoy doing this for you guys, and if you could, leave us a rate and a review wherever you listen to your podcast. And while you're there, go ahead and share it with all your Pauls and your brother husbands. Every little thing you guys do helps us grow, and we greatly appreciate it. Now that the business has been taken care of, I wanted to give a special shout out to our brother husbands over on Patreon. Freshman, Jack Benalkin, Kevin Olmsted, Kevin Welch, Alaskos, and Baz.
Not to mention all of our Pauls and our standard bearers out there. We greatly appreciate all of you guys. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you. And remember, don't sniff glue. Or do.
Alert! This episode contains third-party content. Raw Drugged by Fire Toad Adventure Company. Obsolete Dumpster Diver by Bracken McLeod. Incitement to Riot and City of Psy issue number 1312 by Ross Hollander. Pursued Courier by Heavy Blasphemy. High Octane Daredevil by Haster Yuja. Trigger Warning theme music Waste Management Confidential is courtesy of Irving Force.
Yeah, I do think that my music is starting to affect them. Actually. So. No, actually. No, because Zave will walk around like all the time, and like earlier he was doing it, and it was like,
oh, you got to go back to Justin Timberlake for a little while.
Yeah. I've been listening to Thundercat lately. You know, yeah. I mean, if you're like a guy rubbing your nipples all day too, that's probably
holy
that
fuck.
Same.
I forget that I even have them.
Me too.
They are not sensitive at all.
I could lose them and
those
not notice for a couple days.
Yeah, they're fucking dead, man.
Yeah,
I don't get what all the hype is about titty play.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Mine are too sensitive to enjoy anything like that. You kind of like,
I have the opposite.
Oh, they're just dead?
They're dead. I have soulless nipples.
Yeah. You get that tattooed like eyebrow tattoos.
Soulless.
So, yeah, we'll get a matching.
Yeah,
let them just be bigger.
Soulless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay. They look just like mine.
That's what I'm everyone's showing off their knuckle tattoos.
I
ripped my shirt off.
You're just like, yeah. Oh, God.
I didn't even show.